Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Quince. I need to advise you the call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I was calling to file a claim, but when I went onto the website, I didn't know if or how I should go about doing it. And it said to call this number, so I wanted to kind of start a new claim and see if you guys can just help me instead.
I can definitely do that. May I have your social?
419-172537.
Okay. Can you verify your name for me?
Dynasty Williams.
And your date of birth?
08-26-1983.
And your mother's maiden name?
Williams.
Okay. And can you verify your date of birth for me one more time so we can start your application?
So we can start an application. Okay, 08-26-1983.
Yes, ma'am. That's what you wanted to do, correct, Ms. Williams?
Yes.
Okay.
Start a new claim.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
12 for school and then some college, but 12.
Okay. Okay, do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
What state was that driver's license issued?
Alabama.
Okay, do you have a driver's license number?
7140883.
Oh, okay, so that's 7140883, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, if you're approved for benefits, you had the option to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Venture Prepaid Benefits Card. Which one would you prefer today?
The benefits card, I believe.
The benefits card? Okay. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities, okay?
Well, never mind. I'd rather have it directly deposited.
All righty. Would that be your checking or your savings?
It would be the checking. Do I have to have that information now, or can I add it later?
You have to have it now.
All right.
I can't wait. I
don't have it on me. Let's just do it for the card, and then can I call later on down the line and switch it to my...
Definitely. You can give us a call back, and we'll definitely update that information for you, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. All righty. So can you verify your mailing address for me, Ms. Williams?
1695 Pollard, Pollard Road.
Okay. Can you repeat that for me, the whole thing?
1695 Pollard Road.
And that Pollard?
Yes.
Okay. And what was that city?
Daphne, Alabama.
Okay.
Daphne is
DAP. Alrighty. May I have that zip code?
36526.
Yes, all right, and may I have your residence address? I'm sorry, is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No.
Okay, may I have your cell phone number, please?
251-513-9904.
Okay, repeat that for me.
251-513-9904.
Okay, may I have an email address?
Dynasty, V as in zebra, Williams @yahoo.com.
Okay, so that's your first name, middle initial, last name, and at yahoo.com, correct? Okay, make sure I had the spelling correctly. All right, so let me verify your mailing address to you. I have 1695 Pollard Road, Daphne, Alabama, 36526. Is that correct, Ms. Williams?
Yes.
Alrighty. So it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Coleman, Anniston, Mobile, Phoenix City, or none of the above?
Mobile.
Okay. Which of the following street addresses in Theodore have you ever lived at or been associated with? Was it 5515 County Club Boulevard, 6699 Ryan Road, 6820 Broader Drive, 6955 Simpson Road, or none of the above?
Simpson Road.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1814 Ockburn Avenue, 2403 4th Avenue, 65 Rock Springs Road, 71 Ridgewood Lane, or never been associated with any of these addresses?
The Ockburn.
Ockburn, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, Ms. Williams?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Okay. And may I have the last day you worked?
I think it's going to be the 11th, so February the 11th.
Okay, so I got February the 11th, 2022?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solo on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for a tennis school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Okay. Are you available? Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving work compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20.
Okay. And what is that most, what is the lowest hourly wage you would accept?
17 an hour.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Okay. And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
All righty. May I have a job title on your last job, Ms. Williams?
Senior advisor, technical specialist.
Okay, senior advisor. So can you give me a job description of your job?
Let's see.
So did you conduct training and development programs for employees?
No. Oh my gosh, how would I? Ugh. So I trained new hires, but also responsible for, how do I word that? So it was for Apple.
Okay, so did you provide technical assistance to computer system users, answer questions, and resolve computer problems for clients in person by telephone or from remote location, may provide assistance concerning the use of computer hardware and software, including printing installations, word processing, electronic mail, and operating systems.
That sounds good, yeah.
Okay. And may I have your employer's name or your last job?
Concentrix.
Okay, I see that here.
Okay.
And may I have a good telephone number for them?
So you probably need human resources number?
Any number best for you. I mean, for us to get in touch with them. Yes, ma'am. And while you're getting that information, what was your employment start date?
It was October the 15th.
Okay, and then 2021?
2019.
Oh, okay. 10/15/2019. And your last day of work was February the 11th, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and you had that phone number ready? Okay.
1-800-470-5583.
Okay, repeat that for me. You had broken up a little bit.
Sorry, that's 1-800-747-0583.
Okay, so that's 1-800-747-0583.
Yes.
Okay. And what city and state was that work performed in?
It was remote. I worked from home, so.
Okay. And what city and state are you in?
Alabama.
City?
Daphne,
okay.
Alabama.
That's fine. Daphne, Alabama. All right. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day at work, like vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
No.
Okay. Have you applied for a picture or received a picture from this employer?
No.
Okay. And why are you no longer working?
Repeat that one more time.
Why are you no longer working?
They wanted me to work the 11 o'clock. They wanted me to work a shift, so they changed my schedule, and they were not able to find me a better student schedule, so I ended up getting terminated.
You were fired, correct?
Yes.
Okay. May I have the name and title of the person who discharged you?
Christopher Perryman.
And his title?
Manager.
Okay. And the date of discharge was February 11th? Or was it just the last day you worked?
I'm going to confirm it. Hold on one second. Last day was Wednesday, which was, it was the 9th.
Your last day at work was the 9th? Okay, and so what was the date of your discharge?
The 9th. was the official day. So February the 9th was my official discharge day.
Okay. And what was the final incident that you, okay, so it was the final incident that caused your discharge?
You said the final incident?
Mm-hmm.
The final incident.
Like what you just told me.
Why I was terminated?
Mm-hmm.
They changed my schedule from a 10:30 to a 7 to 2 to 11 o'clock at night.
Mm.
And I told them, you know, they knew that I had a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old to take care of and that I couldn't stay and work until midnight. And they told me that if I didn't work until midnight, I was going to be fired. So my original schedule was changed, and I didn't have any time to prepare or wasn't even able to work that particular schedule, and they didn't care. It was either clock in or lose your job. And I told them I could not work until 11 o'clock at night. And they have the option to where if you can't work a schedule that you're supposed to contact them and let them know that you can't work it so that they can find a better shift for you. And they denied me the opportunity to get a different schedule.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with help with federal income tax?
No, thank you.
Okay. And may I have your temporary pen? I mean, I'm sorry. Do you have a pen and piece of paper so I can give you your temporary pen?
All right. Go ahead.
Okay, so that temporary pen is 3783. So that's 3783. A good way to remember that, 37 is the last 2 digits of your social, 83 is the last 2 digits of the year you were born, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Okay, so make sure you keep out that pen and piece of paper, Ms. Williams, so we have a lot to go over, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Work. So that's ALABAMAWORKS, Alabama Works, dot Alabama, spelled out completely, ALABAMA, dot gov, G-O-V as in Victor. So Alabama Works, dot Alabama, dot gov.
Okay.
Okay, and that's the web address to update your online resume, Ms. Williams. Now, once you update the online resume, you don't have to do it again. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. I like to tell my followers, Ms. Williams, that it's probably best you update that online resume as soon as we get off the phone or later on today. Therefore, you won't forget, and the only thing you do have to worry about is your weekly certification for the upcoming month. Weeks, okay?
Okay, so update my online registration.
Your online resume.
Resume.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So,
If I have questions, I'll call back because I've never been to that website, so I don't know.
Oh, you're fine. We still have a lot to go over. That's just to update that online resume. That's just like a step in being approved for your weekly, I mean, for your unemployment, okay?
Okay.
So you must be able and available to work after at least seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits, and you will once you update that online resume. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or letter in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor, that's LABOR, dot Alabama, spelled out completely, dot gov, G-O-V as in Victor. So that www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the web address to do your weekly certification. Now, just in case that web address is down or you have a problem with your internet or computer, you have the option to file by telephone as well. The telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. So that's 1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
Yes. So we like to give our filers both our options to do your weekly certification just in case, okay?
Alrighty.
Okay, so your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday. So that means, Ms. Williams, that you would not start this week, but you would start next week, and you can file any day of the week as long as it's before 5 p.m. Friday, okay? And that goes for every week. So every single week, you're going to file at least once during that week. And you're going to file any day of the week. It just has to be before 5 p.m. each week.
Starts on Sundays and ends on Fridays?
Yes, ma'am. And in between those times, you have to file your weekly certification.
Okay.
Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on this week on Sunday, okay?
Okay.
So this week, the only thing you have to worry about is updating that online resume. And we already did your application. You're going to, on Sunday, you're going to file your first weekly certification or sometime this week before 5 p.m. Friday. And you're going to use that temporary pin. You will be able to change that temporary pin the first time you do your weekly certification, okay?
Okay, so you have to put in this pin whenever you do a certification?
Yes, ma'am. And you will be able to change it after your first one.
Okay.
Okay, so information All booklet right. will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instruction listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or you have questions about the information or you want to check the status of your claim, please call 1-800-361-4524. So that's 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
Okay. And again, that's the number for you. Don't receive your information booklet within the next 7 days, or you have questions about your information, or you want to check the status of your client. You will call 1-800-361-4524. Okay, Ms. Williams?
Alrighty.
All right, so your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made.
Okay.
Okay, so Ms. Williams, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions for me?
No, that'll be it.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Conversation Call Center, and you have a great day, Ms. Williams.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.